Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker praised an innovative approach to improving underperforming urban schools during a visit today to a school in Springfield. A panel of teachers and administrators who are participating in the Springfield Empowerment Zone Partnership told Baker the model adopted at each of the city's middle schools has worked well, with student test scores trending up and parents giving it high marks as the program nears the end of its second academic year. During the roughly 30-minute-long roundtable in the library of the Forest Park Middle School, Baker and Massachusetts Education Secretary James Pizer asked several questions about the mechanics of the program, where the educators in each school are given autonomy over curriculum, budgets, scheduling, professional development, and the school calendar.
I just want to say congratulations to you all, and I'm going to come back again next year, and we're going to pay a lot of attention to what you're up to.
Baker's visit Tuesday was the second time he's gone to a Springfield Empowerment Zone school for a briefing. He gave a shout-out to the program during his State of the Commonwealth address this year.
As I listen to those teachers talk, it's pretty clear to me that they really feel invested in this, and I think that investment over time is a big part of how you get success, no matter what you're doing, whether it's education or government or, you know, life.
Democratic Senator Eric Lesser has co-sponsored a bill that would give school districts in the state an option to create innovation zones that are similar to what Springfield did.
It's something that we should seriously consider.
The Republican governor is a big supporter of charter schools, but voters last November overwhelmingly rejected lifting the cap on charter schools in Massachusetts. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the Empowerment Zone program combines the best elements of the charter school and traditional public school models.
This Springfield model, and I'm going to be speaking to other mayors in the eastern part of the state next week, can work if it's done on the Springfield model.
The Empowerment Zone schools are overseen by an appointed board made up of representatives from the city of Springfield and the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. The board is chaired by Chris Gabrielli, who heads Empower Schools, a nonprofit education consultant. When Springfield's middle schools made the move to become Empowerment Zone participants, the schools were ranked as Level 4, the lowest performing on the state's evaluation scale. Forest Park Middle School Principal Tom Mazza said he's confident that when the results are tabulated from this spring's round of standardized tests, the school will be a candidate to exit Level 4.
We're really excited to hopefully hear from the commissioner in October to let us know that Forest Park Middle School is the first empowerment school, or one of many, hopefully, empowerment schools to exit Level 4 status this year.
Part of the curriculum at the school is an additional 10 hours per week of math and reading instruction. The school has also added a popular elective course on the law, according to Mazza. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.